And that's what he did. The Chris Moyle Show. Today with Noel Gallagher.
International Radio 1. Where's my cake?
That's how he sounds, though, when he talks.
Hey!
Morning.
Look at him.
Oh, you're a morning person, aren't you? How are you, right?
Morning, mate.
How are you?
All right, love?
Are we live?
Yeah, we're live now. We're on now. Right,
red light on.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. How are you doing?
I'm good. What time do you get to bed?
6:15.
Brilliant.
Yes. What time is it?
8:07.
So what's that? I've not even... I've got woken by my child this morning.
Good. Someone's got to look after you.
Yeah.
So what, you've got 2 hours?
Yeah, just a bit. It's all right, though. How are you? You're looking well.
Right.
Big studio.
Yeah, have you not been in here before?
I've not been in since it's got all posh.
Yeah, man.
It's nearly as big as Russell Brand's.
No. Oh, your favourite, DJ. You love
Russell Brand. He's not my favourite.
You love Russell Brand.
He's not my favourite. You're looking well, Dave.
Thank you very much, Noel.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Oh, I like it when you're a bit sleepy and tired.
Who are you, by the way?
Dom.
Dom.
Yeah. You've not met Dominic before, have you?
I've never met Dominic. What do you do?
I read the news.
You read the news?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, since we moved from the afternoon slot to the morning slot, have you ever heard the show since, apart from...
I've listened to it a few times.
Right.
I've got to say, I do turn it off now and again.
Thanks very much.
When it's extensively keen records, but we'll leave it at that.
So, if you switch off the music, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as it's not during the link.
Yeah, but you're on longer now, though, aren't you? You're from 6 in the evening to justify
three and a half hours.
Outrageous pay packet.
Yeah, me and Jonathan Ross.
You're from 6 in the morning till 6 at night, and he's from 6 at night till 6 in the morning.
That's right.
The whole BBC cleaned up.
God love the licence fee. So were you out last night? Where were you?
We've done a little gig for about 150 fans from our fan club.
Nice.
The last 150 fans left.
Ah.
Who can be bothered to turn up. We done a little gig for them, and then we went out to, you know the Groucho?
Yes.
You know it's shut down?
Is it?
Because they're in refurbishment. And so we got there at like 5 to 12, and the return was short at 12. Then we ended up going to some metal bar called the Crowbar.
Oh, I've been in there.
The Crowbar.
Yeah, it's on a little side street, isn't it?
It was quite
It's
mad.
An odd place.
A friend of mine, the second biggest ticket out in England... Officially, the second biggest tickets out in England. Started having a fight with some Spanish guy. The third biggest Spanish ticket out. Ended up rolling around the street at 6 o'clock this morning. It's not the best.
You're having some good nights out, I hear, at the moment.
That's just like an average night out for me.
Really?
Yeah, and it's kind of, I don't know. I was saying to my missus, I'm too old for this. We was rolling around with this, my mate Scully. Good morning.
He won't be listening.
Of course he will. He'll still be up trying to justify his obnoxious behaviour.
Is it him that got in the scrap last night?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, it is. He's actually just come back from Ticket Touting in China.
Has he?
Nice.
Yeah.
Branch, yeah. Can he get us tickets for your tour?
He made $7,000.
Did he?
What concert was it?
No, it was the opening ceremony.
I see. Thought it was Maxim with some Gaius Club reunion.
He's not like knocking him out for ladies' table tennis. Ladies' table tennis. I've got him. Who wants him?
Bile cell. Yeah.
Who doesn't knock it out for
Russia
that?
Versus Botswana in the table tennis. I've got him. Who wants him? No, he's not.
Tickets buy or sell.
No, the opening ceremony apparently was the hot ticket.
Wow. Well, we should call him. I got some tickets for the Oasis tour.
I'll get him on the phone now if you want.
No, you're all right.
I've actually got my phone. But, by the way, let's just say we don't condone ticket timing.
Absolutely, it's outrageous.
No, first come, first served. Second come, pay over the odds.
No, doesn't mind ticket timing as long as it's not one of his gigs. That's anybody else's, it's fine.
I don't mind that.
You don't want to lose the money, man.
I don't mind that. Listen, you've got to get early bird catches the ticket.
That's right.
For the opening ceremony.
That's what they say.
Absolutely.
I hold in my hand a copy of the new Oasis CD with artwork and everything.
It's a magnificent cover, isn't it?
And it's a sleeve in a sleeve. It's
I know,
it's...
I know, I know.
Which means that's probably more money.
Well, yeah. Well, what can I say?
See, Big Brother, they don't do things by halves.
That is not going to cost 99p, let me tell you that.
It's not going to cost me anything. I'm not paying for it.
Well, no, not you, but
it's a promotional copy, not for resale.
I'm saying it's got two sleeves. It's not going to cost 99p.
So here's the story. The official the official play around the world is 8:15 for the new Oasis.
You've actually got the world exclusive. Now, a lot of people, they bandy about the world exclusive. You know, when it's like on the front page of the Sun, world exclusive, Jordan eats a pear, right, through her ear hole. World exclusive. Well, I bet the New York Times are gutted about that.
I'd watch a video of Jordan eating a pear.
You've actually got the world exclusive today, haven't you?
Hooray!
Yay!
But we're not.
I remember when you used to have staff, there'd be 20 people would go in. So I'm like Steve Wright in the afternoon, but no, not anymore.
It's Friday, it's been a long week.
It's too early to do that after 9 o'clock.
Cutbacks, it's a credit crunch.
You're chirping up. When did you get a microphone?
I do. You occasionally.
You haven't been in here for years, I'm telling you. When last time you were here, she was a man.
When I done my own radio show, back last year, she was great.
Aww. Rachel produced Noel's show, yeah.
Rachel was brilliant.
Thank you, Noel.
I turned Rachel on to some good music.
It was brilliant. Yeah, I did. You know how you said you want a copy of the tracks?
Yes,
I have got most of them.
Didn't you say it was just like working with Jamie Thixton again? The camaraderie was amazing.
I think the words Vernon and Kate used slightly more posh. I think that's what she said.
Well, should we play the song?
No, let's talk about football.
All right.
But the thing is, we don't want anyone else to play it, you see.
Well, if you don't play it by quarter five,
but you know what? Do you know
Johnny Vaughan? Is it too?
Well, this is it. You see, this is why we should play it now, and then we'll talk about football afterwards.
I kind of like though the fact that Noel has now absolutely officially said that this is a world exclusive. So it wouldn't be funny if we talk about it being a world exclusive for so long, we don't play it first.
You literally have 2 minutes before the embargo is off, and Johnny Vaughan is there.
He's got his finger on the play button as we speak.
Okay. Any second now.
No one's listening.
No.
Ooh.
Go on, stick it on.
See, no, you've actually officially played it.
Not really. It doesn't register. You won't get PRS from that.
I think you're fine.
No.
I think you're fine. My lawyer is a bulldog.
Not for that.
80 quid in the bank already.
From that.
Already.
160 quid in the bank.
I've got 6 seconds, haven't I?
No. That's already 160. That's officially now two plays. Yes,
£240.
You can get them new blinds that she wants.
Emma, we're going for the biggest breakfast of all time. Yes, 397. This is like some weird game.
Hiya.
I'm going to play it now. Ready?
Yeah.
I haven't heard this yet. I'm very excited.
Well, this is the radio edit, by the way, anybody's listening. We've not managed to cut the drum solo out. There is a drum solo in, but we managed to cut it in half. Anyway.
You ready?
Yes.
This will be the new song from Oasis.
Am I ready? It's 8:15 in the morning. I went to bed not even 2 hours ago. Am I ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
There are 5 seconds till the world plays it.
This is the shock of the lightning. That's Oasis. That's the new song called The Shock of the Lightning, and it comes out the 29th of September.
What a tune.
Rubbish.
What a tune. Took me 10 minutes to write that.
Did it really? Sounds like it.
8 minutes.
You've gone downhill.
8 minutes. You know, it's well.
Now, on the new album, and indeed that track, so who's on the drums? Is it Zach on the drums on the album?
It's Zach on the drums, yeah.
But now you have a new drummer.
Now I've got a new drummer. In fact, you know.
Chris Sherrick.
He's a phenomenal drummer.
He's actually the one person I've ever known who looks younger than his kid.
Mm. He's got a baby face, isn't he?
He has, yeah. He's a good lad.
He's a really good drummer. And everything going all right? He's fitting in and...
I know, I've known Chris for years.
Right.
When Alan White got the boot by Liam, before Zach joined...
Right.
I actually offered Chris the gig, but Chris was on an iron about something anyway. And, anyway, it was like kind of, can you get us Ringo's autograph? Yeah, right, you're in, kind of thing. But I've known Chris for years, but yeah, he's great.
He is a really good drummer.
So you didn't actually have to audition as such, you just knew that you were going to put him in.
No, we don't audition. It's like, you know the songs. Can you do it?
You're in.
Yeah, can you do it? Can you put up with Liam's nonsense for 7 hours in a row? Yeah.
And then you get the gig. Zach, by the way, is now Robbie Williams' drummer.
Is he?
It's a straight swap.
He's out away looking for aliens Robbie.
Robbie's still officially on strike, isn't he?
What, from...
From
everything
being brilliant,
can't believe you nicked Robbie's drummer.
No, I didn't. He's just a session drummer. He's not Robbie's drummer. He's a session drummer.
You know, he's been his drummer for like 10 years.
Yeah, well, that's like saying That's yeah, go like on. Saying the girl that makes the brews in this office has been your official tea maker for 10 years. Doesn't really mean anything, does it?
No, it does, because she's not allowed to make tea for anybody else. Mm.
We have an exclusive deal.
In the contract, yeah. Dave and I are so now up our own arses that we actually have one tea girl for us.
No one else.
If you want tea, then we send somebody else.
No one else tastes the same.
Well, they make this coffee then. It's not Ritz, obviously. You're far, far beyond that kind of gear, aren't you?
The fact that it says Starbucks on it is a big giveaway.
The coffees are available.
Oh, God. Rachel, you really have worked with him.
Yeah, it's all rubbing off. Why don't you get him to plug the podcast?
When is it out? When is it out of the podcast?
Today. You can download it for free now.
You can download it with some podcast or other. Download for free now from BBC.com.
No, .co.uk.
Right, listen, right. As an answer, I've said to me once, you know, like when you say BBC slash, you went splash. BBC.com splash. The Chris Moyle splash. It's not a swimming competition. Splash.
The new single is The Shock of the Lightning. It's out on the 29th of September.
Yeah, let's play it.
We just played it. Oh, God. Oh, God, 2 hours sleep.
You're not Rachel, so can I get milk in that?
Well, manners.
Certainly.
Please.
Thank you.
Semi skimmed.
We're all friends, but don't forget your manners.
Full fat, please. I want to bring on the heart attack as soon as I can, but enough of this life.
You're in a good mood today.
I'm still drunk.
I know you are. Dig Out Your Soul is the name of the album, which comes out on the 6th of October.
Yes. No, really?
Apparently so. Mm.
Somebody told me the 2nd.
Oh.
We've got the 6th.
I'd just like to say to the people at home, I've been given this big sheet of paper.
Right.
It's got some tour dates on it that says Oasis will return. I'm making an announcement here, by the way. Oasis will return from North America to play a major UK arena tour.
There's a minor arena tour.
There's a minor arena tour, right? In support of the release of the eagerly awaited by our lawyers, right? They're on Dig Out Your Soul. The tour gets underway in Liverpool on October the 7th. The day after Dig Out Your Soul hits the streets, it will continue for a full month. That's 4 weeks for the people from Newcastle. A full month with the band playing 18 shows across the UK and is the second leg of their 14th month world tour, ?
That was
14th month world tour?
That's because something went wrong when I printed it out.
I'm not having a goal rate, so I'm just saying it looks really funny when it says will be the second leg of their 14th month world tour. Is it a tour? Is it a promotional trip? I don't know.
When did tickets for this go on sale, Noel?
The tickets go on Tuesday the 7th or the 8th.
That's the first gig.
Tickets for all shows. And it actually says a question mark. Tickets for all shows will go on sale at 9 a.m. on Wednesday the 20th of August through www.oasis.net.com.
Splash.
Splash, Scully, Splash, Tickets Are Us.
We can get them the week before, though, can't we?
Yeah, contact Scully. He'll be able to get your tickets for the 14-month world tour.
That's brilliant. No, world tour. Is it a world tour or is it a promo trip?
The venues are Liverpool, Sheffield, Birmingham, London's Wembley Arena, Bournemouth, Cardiff, Belfast, Aberdeen.
You will notice by that readout now, we will not be playing the O2 Arena.
Is that a statement?
The only band that actually backed it up. It's too corporate. Have you been there?
No.
It's horrible.
Is it?
It's horrible.
See, I like it.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Who did you go and see? Westlife?
I saw Zeppelin there, saw Prince.
I've seen
Led
Zeppelin there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. But it's still too. There's people walking around with nachos. You know what I mean? It's not rock and roll, is it?
Yeah, but then you can't you ban the nachos if you play there?
Well, you can. Well, that's kind of. It's just like, no, come on. There's not. I mean, you know, you can't stop people from eating.
I've got to say, I enjoyed Stairway to Heaven with my chicken satay.
It's not right, though, is it?
Well, no. I like the venue, though. I think it's a nice venue.
One of the guys, in fact, that night, what was his name? The lead singer from Def Leppard came up and asked for a picture with me and Liam.
Wow.
Who?
Joe Elliott.
Yeah.
Joe Elliott, right. We couldn't, for the life of us, remember what his name was.
Does he still have the long hair?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We couldn't remember what his name was. We were going, Def Leppard! Yeah! He's going, can I get a picture? He's like, no.
Did he say no?
Absolutely. Wouldn't you? Well, no, you wouldn't.
Def Leppard?
Oh, you're joking. I would have framed it.
You'd say no, wouldn't you, Rachel?
What? Sorry.
For a picture?
Yes, I would.
You're right. Are you with us?
No,
with
I was
us?
Just communicating to Dom about him doing his news upstairs.
Def Leppard?
Yeah, I'd say no. Definitely.
World tour Def Leppard?
Is there such a, you know, has anyone ever seen a Def Leppard?
But you they know, must exist.
As how wielder,
would you, how
as,
you know?
As the wielder piece is running past, going, hey, what?
World tour?
What?
Speak up.
Sorry?
But what is it? What is
can't
it?
Can't catch me.
Nachos?
What did he say? I don't know. Sorry.
But what does a Def Leppard look like as opposed to a Leppard?
The big trumpet coming out of his ear in the Serengeti. Look at that Def Leppard over there. Hey? Ew.
You can tell it's Def Leppard. Every time he speaks, there's a little bit of feedback going on.
And do they have guide leopards for blind leopards as well?
That's right, yes, they do.
Oh, we could. This is actually starting to sound like the Russell Brand show now. Anyway, we never done a picture.
I would. Dave's, Dave's a massive Def Leppard.
I'd
Leopard
stick
fan
it on the mantelpiece.
In fact, hang on a second.
Is a rock out of the question, Dave? I mean, that is surely
one of the
most ridiculous lyric of all time. I suppose a rock's out of the question.
But you remember
who
it.
Who are we talking to? Captain Birdseye. hang on a minute. I get it. You're talking about sex. I see. Sorry.
There was also, of course, Love Bites, because love bites,
yes,
like bites
of
you,
course,
which is a clever word.
And
play.
Then he wonders why nobody will do pictures with him.
We got, for Dave's birthday this year...
Oh, this is impressive.
We got this very, very exciting and cool message for Dave.
Hi, this is a message for Dave. This is Phil Connor from Def Leppard, wishing you a happy birthday. And hopefully we'll see you when we play the Islington Academy.
That's like Yuri Gellagher, because you didn't... I didn't even know I was going to mention Dave. How's that just... That is proper Yuri Gellagher, isn't it?
What can I tell you?
Now, I've often wondered why you get paid so much money. It's just that's become right apparent now, because you've got your finger
on the jingle machine.
On the leopard.
On the jingle machine.
And also, it's really handy that Dave's birthday.
You never even... see, when I was looking at you, you never even let it be known this. Def Leppard, oh, yeah.
Under D.
Oh, yeah. What? This will bend his head. What's this? look at Dave's birthday message. Yes, get on this. Honestly, you're worth that 16 grand a week you get.
It's a message for Dave. This is Phil Connor from Def Leppard.
And now you're going to start doing that thing where you just never let that thing go.
Oh,
for,
no.
For 4.5 hours, which does get slightly annoying. And I speak for the people of Great Britain. It gets slightly annoying. Now, come on.
Well, listen, I don't stop at slightly. I go until it's full.
No, like I say, you have to justify your pay packet somehow. You and Jonathan Ross.
Let's go through... Graham Norton's in there as well. Let's go through some of the tracks on the new album.
The three most slightly annoying people on the BBC.
Who?
You, Graham Norton and Jonathan Ross.
The most annoying people
slightly,
on the BBC?
Slightly, I said slightly. The
how
most
rude
annoying person on the BBC is Russell Brand.
You love Russell Brand. You want
mate
to marry him and kiss him.
I've actually been close up to that boy and it's... Right, you know when you mix garlic with coffee and alcohol, right?
Bad breath.
I'm not saying he's got bad breath. I'm just saying when you get close to him, he could do with a bit of shore for men.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, his body smells of garlic.
He stinks.
Wow. Yeah, I love that. How Noel goes, whoa.
I didn't say
I
had bad breath.
He's not bad breath.
He stinks.
He stinks.
No, I'm just saying he could do with a bit of shore crystal for men.
I'll tell you what he could do with.
All the deodorants are available.
Of course they are. Well done.
He could probably do with some of that.
Intimately Beckham. Nice.
That's the way forward, isn't it?
Where have you got that from?
That was a present this morning from Chris's front room.
From who?
I cleared my front room out yesterday, and all the crap that has accumulated in there, I put it in a bag and brought it into work and shared it out with the staff.
Now, I love David Beckham, right? Not in that way. Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you very much. No, I don't.
I do.
No, he's a geezer, but, you know, to have your own scent... I was actually going to start my... You know, when after the last tour, about a year off, and this is going, what are we going to do for a year? I was going... Let's put a scent out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eau de Tourag.
Lodenol.
For the working class gentleman.
Mm. I like it.
It could fly.
Well, Jay Goody's got her own scent, hasn't she?
Indeed she has.
She's got two.
It smells like stale urine. And that's not the perfume.
Mm. Right. God,
I'm allowed to say urine.
Yeah, that's
8:30
right
in the morning.
It's a medical urine term.
No, it's not medical.
It is medical.
No, it's not. It's an actual term.
But it would be in a medical book. Urine.
No, a medical term is like if you... No, Urine's not a medical term. Urine is an actual term.
Noel and Dave are now in their own world.
If you would like to email in to Radio 1 Splash, chrismoyles.com, whether it's a medical term or an actual term.com.
If you want to smell like a man, you need Lodenol.
Can I just point out, this is not a jingle, by the way. He's doing this live.
Garlic, coffee, sweat, man.
Urine.
Liam.
Liam. Lodenol.
Eau de Torag.
Eau de...
If you want to smell like a man, Lodetore.
Or a woman, whatever. Come on.
The French call it Lodetore.
I don't know where this is going.
It's going where it usually goes. It goes on for a long time, and then the news happens, and then someone says, right, Chris, can we mention Westlife's new single, please? Because, you know...
You're obsessed with Westlife. Stop going on about them. You're never going to meet them.
I've met them. I've never met them. Are they still going?
Yes, they are.
Are they really?
Churning out the albums and raking in the millions.
Now, were they the ones... See, because it's difficult to... Because they kind of... They're the ones that Brian McFadden was in.
Yeah. Yes. When they first came out, the media said that they'd been managed by Ronan Keating in order to give them a sort of leg up, didn't they?
You wouldn't wish that upon anybody.
No, but he wasn't really, was he?
I mean, you know, Ronan Keating, he manages his kids, and that's bad enough, isn't it? For his kids.
I've never heard his kids' band. I don't know if they're any good.
Well, he manages them, I would have thought.
I've never met these kids. I'm sure his kids are fine.
I'm not saying they're not. Then they could do with a new manager.
What?
By the way, the people of Britain, Chris Moyles is jumping around like a madman going, yes.
If you want to smell like a real man, you need...
Brian McFadden.
For the lady.
I can't. That's
life.
Not really a nifty title, though, is it?
Brian
McFadden. By Brian.
Can I have two bottles of Brian McFadden, please?
It's better than.
Kerry Katona, the new fragrance of chav.
Listen, this she should have been on our list.
Yes, excuse me. What was it? Can I have two bottles of Eau de Torag? Oh, is that the Noel Gallagher fragrance? That's the one. Thank you very much.
It's very pungent.
It smells a bit working class to me.
It smells of terraced houses and...
That's the whole point.
And the bus stop.
Sorry, I'm buying it for my senile grandfather. He doesn't know what a scent is.
Thanks for that, son. I smell gorgeous.
Cheers, lad.
I've got to be honest, I've only drunk half of it.
Oh, I smell like those people on Top of the Pops.
Right. Went up to Top of the Pops.
What?
What happened to Top of the Pops?
Finished.
Where did it go? What's all that about?
They took it off.
Rachel, you know.
It's gone. It just went.
Here's me thinking I just keep missing it. Now, I know it's gone.
You're still tuning in on a Thursday, aren't you?
I think they still do a Christmas...
They said there was no
need. Hang on a minute. I just keep getting Jeremy Clarkson.
Well, do you think they should bring it back?
Well, of course. Top of the Pops. It's what people used to... Well, kids used to aspire to when they picked up guitars, is being on Top of the Pops. Now it's like... It's not the same going up.
Do you know what? The thing is...
We've got the gig on later.
The
guy with the black button-down shirt? Used to be on the Tube.
Who? Jules Holland.
What? He's what? Jules? Jules who? No. With two O's. I bet that's not on his birth certificate.
What, Jules?
With two O's? Mm. I don't think so. Not when he was born in 1934.
Julian. No chance.
I don't know if he's that old, but... Well, we'll get Top of the Pops back and you can play the first show back.
Should do. Top of the Pops. I miss Top of the Pops. Hey, that bloke that was reading the news, he's gone.
Because he's going to read the news upstairs.
He's in there.
Yeah.
He looks like someone off one of those, you know, those TV channels, like Birdwatch TV or something. It's like Bill Oddie's sidekick.
That's... Oh, yeah. I know the guy.
Are you chirping up? Get on this.
Hello.
Wow. Yeah, it's like professional radio, Noel.
I cannot believe there's so many people on this. There's so many people just, like, winging it for you.
They're not winging it. They've all got jobs.
You generally don't say a lot, do you? You say even less, by the way.
Who, me?
Yes. Are you tired?
I am tired today, yeah. Yes.
Have you had children?
I have got a child, yes.
How old is the child?
My daughter is now just over 12 months old.
That's all right, you've got...
About the same age as your lad.
Mine's 10. You used to chirp up a lot. You don't chirp up as much.
I do.
I know Rachel's got a microphone. That guy in there, Bill Oddie, he's got his own microphone.
I have. Hello.
Yep, hey, we can really... I tell you what, Noel, we can freak you out. We can add an extra female voice and you've got to guess where they are.
Go on, then.
Hello, Noel.
Wow.
That's
you can see them.
See, now that's the voice of my conscience. I get that.
Your conscience is female.
Well, whatever. Come on.
Drinking till quarter to six, though.
You've gone out drinking last night, Noel. Now you're tired for the radio show.
That's my head. I hear that in my head. I swear to you.
The listeners will be angry with you.
You've let them down.
You shouldn't have gone out drinking.
Conscience, tell Noel he shouldn't have let the band chip in on the album because he's not going to get as much PRS. Okay.
Now, where's this voice you've got?
You shouldn't have let the band chip in on the album, Noel. That means less money for you. You need to be more selfish. Think of yourself before others.
Whoever you are, I love you. But literally, when I woke up this morning, that was the voice that I heard. The listeners will be upset with you now.
You've let them down.
I can't hear anything, though.
Misbehaving.
Now I genuinely believe it is in your mind only.
It is.
I can't hear it either.
That is the voice of my conscience. Sexy, isn't it?
This is the voice in your head. It will never leave you.
How's the voice of your conscience? All right, lad. Good. Can't be late. Got to get in tip radio show. Please remember not tip swear. Please remember not tip swear.
You're daft racist, Noel. Shut up.
Racist?
Yeah.
Yorkshire people are not a race.
Some race of
Yorkshire people are not a race.
I'm right.
I don't think so.
They are. They're a race of all the same family.
You're a collective of idiots. What it is.
Hey, that's your tea stop.
Yorkshire. What is Yorkshire? It's the place that all Lancashire people want to live
in. It's the place that Jeremy Clarkson came from before he got a posh accent. And not unlike yourself, Chris, who's got some weird twang.
How dare you? That is, I am devastated by your comments that you just said for Sue.
I cannot believe that the man, he pulled that one out on Radio 1, he told me about my accent, my Yorkshire accent. How dare he?
You don't have to be posh to be privileged.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately, though, see, that's another thing about that advert.
Carrie, can you tell him to shut up because it's time for the news?
You do. Never mind the news. The news is, I'm in Radio 1.
They
just played the first single. You shut up, love.
He's not even around with his conscience.
Yeah, never mind.
It's time for the news.
They've just played the Oasis new single. It was brilliant.
Be like that.
What?
Do not speak to me like that.
This is all gone weird, hasn't it?
That's getting
weird.
That's mental. That's Star
She's there,
Wars
look,
gear.
Top left-hand corner of the screen.
Go wave.
Stick your left arm out, there she is. That's Carrie. Yeah.
You look like, what's it? Abby Clancy. Pete Crouch's bird.
That's lovely. I'll take that.
You got Abby Clancy, I've got Bill Oddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Dominic, to be fair, those webcams have got weird lenses on.
Is that bald head real, or have you shaved that on purpose?
I shaved it to make myself look bald. I've actually got an afro under here. I took it off.
Not on your chin, you haven't. It's a thin, wispy, greying beard.
This is as much fun as this is.
We have to go to the news.
We're going
to
break for the news.
By the way, it's kicking off between America and Russia. No one's won anything.
No, you're not doing the news.
I can wrap it up in 20 seconds and let's get back to China. Georgia, Russia, kicking off. No one's won anything in the Olympics. No one's going to win anything in the Olympics. Mark Hughes is still at City. We got beat 1-0 last night. It's a load of rubbish.
Oasis'
new single's just been played. The world, it's Johnny Vaughan's playing it right now. Right? He's playing it right this second and he's bigging it up more than Chris Moyles ever did. Anyway. There we go. Now, the credit crunch. And it's not a cereal, by the way.
It's not a cereal.
More from Noel Gallagher later, possibly. I haven't decided yet.
When he sobers up.
If he sobers up.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
A little bit later than advertised. It's 8:30.
Newsweek.
And the top story this morning. Most for the rest of the UK. It's now just after 8:30.
All right, this is DJ Noel Gallagher here on Hot Rockin' 1 FM. I'm a DJ now, so I changed my voice. That's what they all do. Here's a new one from Oasis. I wrote it. It's Mega!
You've already played that. That's,
all right. Well,
I'm up for £420 PRS by now.
Do you want to hear some of the tracks from the album, Dave?
Yes, I do.
Okay, these are exclusive tracks.
Another 80 quid.
Yeah.
New pair of shoes, that.
For 80 quid, you show off.
New pair of shoes. Same.
Nice. This is Not So Little by Not So
Electric
Little.
Electric toothbrush.
I'll get you a pair of shoes, though. You can do it with a pair of
shoes. You think so? Do you not like them?
No.
What are you wearing today? Dave wears the worst trainers.
How old are you?
Me, 34.
Right. You know, you've got 6 years left, then you've got to stop wearing trainers officially at 40.
Is that the rule?
That is the rule.
They just wear the worst trainers.
These are old school Adidas trainers.
All the trainers are available.
Absolutely.
What are you wearing on your feet today?
Pardon?
What is the attire of footwear?
What am I wearing on my feet? I'm sporting the sweet smell of success.
Right, that's right. Slippers?
No.
What's he got on, Dave?
I've got, you know, is he kind quite of cool?
Leather school shoes.
Leather school shoes? There's no such thing as school shoes. Maybe you posh boys from Yorkshire.
I'm not
from Where's me school shoes, mother?
He's not
Where's
one of me school he's shoes? From Hong Kong.
Is it with me cloth cap and me whippet?
Oh, you're so rude, school so shoes. Offensive. All right, top one, let's go down Bush Shelter like and it. Smash That's windows.
Like ah! No, I'll not take me school shoes. I need me pit face shoes because I'm going down to pit face.
Let's go down to Jill Carriageway. We'll stand on one side, watch the cars go one way. We'll stand on the other, watch them go back again. Make up!
Let's tout some tickets.
Let's go out with Scully. He's got loads of tickets.
He's the second biggest ticket.
Let's go see Joan Armour trading. It's free.
Joan Armour trading had one great tune.
Even then, I'm not so sure. Hang on, here's again. This is another track off the album. The smell of a man.
You've got to say, though, no matter how comedy you try and make it sound, they still sound there. Classics to me.
That's the best one, isn't it?
Yeah. Still sounds great.
Played
to
on
me.
A comb.
What a tune.
I want to write a movie.
I mean, seriously, what a tune.
I want to write a movie.
I bet you do, but you can just never get around to it.
I've got an idea. I watched The Ruttles the other night.
Right.
Which is brilliant.
Right.
You've seen it?
Yes, I've seen The Ruttles, yes.
So I think The Ruttles is obviously a parody of The Beatles. I think we should write one about Oasis.
All right.
I think it'd be a good idea.
And call it what?
I haven't decided. I haven't thought it through deeply.
All right. Five lads from Burnage who shook the end of the street.
No, I was going to call it The Scuttles. Just because it's rhymes.
No, see, the thing about The Ruttles is, Chris, is it rhymes? Is it rhymes with The Beatles? It would have to somehow rhyme with Oasis.
Well, The Ruttles doesn't sound... It sounds a bit like The Beatles. It would have to be The Ruttles.
All right, the last three letters are the same.
The Ruttles. Talk about a title that wouldn't take off. The Ruttles.
Oasis the Musical has got to happen sooner or later. Ben Elton's got to be... You know, he's got to have 6 months on his hands at some point.
But not like Ben Elton, you've got to kind of...
Roll with it. The Musical.
Billy Connolly will write it.
Yeah, five lads who shook Manchester.
Five lads who left Manchester.
Mm.
That would be great, Roll With It, The Musical.
I can see it now. Hmm? I can see it. Well, listen, if Madness can get away with it, anybody can get away with it.
Hey.
You're all right.
Lads, I've written a great record, man. We should go in the studio and record it.
It's
ready?
It's called Buzzing.
Buzzing! They say buzzing! Buzz out! See what I've done there?
Buzz out!
Oh, this is all.
Buzz in, buzz out! I've got to work on the lyrics a bit.
That's 160 quid.
I'm going to go away and really spend some time on the lyrics. And finished!
Who would play Tony McCarron?
If you spend as much time on those lyrics as you spend on your script for your radio show, you'd be laughing.
Hey, no script for this, you'd be amazed to hear. All ad-lib, son.
Unfortunately, I've got the inside track of Rachel. I know it's heavily scripted.
That is absolutely...
Yes, people of England.
Rubbish.
As rubbish as this is, it's heavily scripted.
Not today, it's not.
We rehearsed this last night with you, didn't we?
This was recorded a week ago and heavily edited down.
This is scripted.
It's the best bit.
Shall we play some music? Listen to that.
No, which basically means play a tune, sober that guy up, and get him off the air.
More coffee.
No,
yeah,
music.
Yeah. It's MC Hammer.
What happened to MC Hammer? No,
he's a preacher, man.
Is he really?
Man of the cloth.
What is he preach? What, pardon?
He's a man of the cloth.
A man of the cloth?
Means he's a preacher, man.
He poos for a living.
No. He works for the big man.
What, Jeremy Clarkson?
No.
He works for Jeremy Clarkson.
He doesn't work for Jeremy Clarkson.
Stop.
It's for Jeremy Kyle.
He gets the skiddies out of Clarkson's undercrackers.
Jeremy, oh no.
Is there
MC Hammer? Stop. Hammer time.
You can't believe
this. Genius.
It didn't last long, did it?
No, but it was important in its day.
Stop. Hammer time. Yeah, go on. Yeah, but I'm sure you've got a jingle.
Balls in, balls out, balls out, balls in.
Well, you may.
Hippopotamus, iguana. You walk that way with closed blind eyes.
See, go. That's why you. That's why I make records and you play my records.
Listen, there's a very fine line between parody and genius.
It's not fine.
Look at the streets and look at Goldie looking Shane. And I said that in the right order. So, you know, I know your lyrics. I know the way you roll.
You don't know. You don't know my
lyrics. Walking down the street with meat are the people with eyes. And I see them with their pants on. They're killing
dinosaurs. What's dinosaurs?
That sounds like
Mr. Meeker was a bleaker, wore a speaker with shoes.
I don't even know why I'm laughing. It's so appalling. I think I'm still drunk. I am still drunk.
It's a good B-side.
Why? How much do you actually get paid a week?
It's about £150 a week.
Oh, come on. In all seriousness.
I don't know.
You don't know. You're always bragging about it.
I'm never.
I'm the saviour of Radio 1.
I am the saviour of Radio 1.
How much do you take home after tax?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Well, that obviously means not enough, because anybody worth the salt knows exactly how much one of these.
No, never enough.
100 grand?
What, a week?
Yes. You're like the Ronaldo. You're like Cristiano Ronaldo. Like a slightly portly Ronaldo.
Don't ever compare me to him.
50 grand.
Again.
A week?
No, not 50 10 grand. A week. Not for 10 grand.
You don't get paid 10 grand a week?
No.
For this drivel?
No, I don't.
You don't get paid 10 grand a week?
No.
I thought you'd been irreverent. Right, so this is actually rubbish.
I never said it was less.
He's not a reverend.
10 grand a week?
4 grand?
Look, I don't know.
2 grand?
I don't know.
You don't get paid 2 grand a week? A grand? A grand a week after tax? That's unbelievable. You get in here at 4 o'clock in the morning to script this rubbish and you don't get 900 quid a week. 100 quid a week.
It's about 500 quid.
You might as well have stayed at Radio Lancashire, wherever it was from, Radio Yorkshire. I know, coming up, there's a cat caught up a drain pipe.
Right,
there's a cat caught up drain pipe.
So
by the way, the Leeds have lost again.
Well,
last time we played, we won, son. Not like your Manchester City
against Chester.
Hey, come on, Manchester City.
Who did you play last night? Who beat you?
We played a load of Danish part-time models. And we got beat at home 1-0. Get it in. All right. So we got
doesn't
beat.
Matter.
It doesn't matter.
Get it all out of the way. Starts on Saturday. Doesn't started matter. Last weekend.
We don't need the UEFA Cup. We're getting it all out of the way so we can win the Carling Cup.
We're very similar. We don't care about the Premiership or the Championship. It's all about League One.
Yes, indeed it is. It was all about League... What is that? Is that a big bag of cigarettes?
No.
Right. I think at that point... What did I tell you, Dave?
Fridge
don't
poetry.
Distract Noel with things.
It's erotic.
Don't put shiny fridge objects poetry. Near him.
Fridge poetry.
Fridge poetry. It was my...
students.
It was my present.
While Dave and Noel discuss fridge poetry, we'll play a great record, which no doubt Noel will hate.
It's poetry.
For your fridge.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:51. If you know the band Scouting for Girls, if you're friends with them, do yourself a favour, switch off now.
Oh, don't you go home, don't you go home, don't you leave me on my own.
Why don't you leave us? Why don't you leave? Scouting for Idiots.
You're not a fan?
No, they're okay. Rubbish. Scouting for what? I can't say it.
Scouting for girls.
Scouting for...
Don't say what you just said off the air.
No, ever can't. She's a robbery. That's a song about blow-up dolls. She's a robbery.
We have a list.
She's a robbery.
We have a list of things I want to run through, and I just want you to... if it conjures a thought in your head, I'd like you to know what you think.
Is the oldest 35-year-old in England.
Noel Gallagher, by the way, is appalled and devastated, and I think actually secretly quite hurt that he is by far the oldest man in the studio at the moment.
I am.
And he thought I was 39.
But you've got the greatest beard.
And I'm 24.
You've got the most ridiculous haircut.
Thank you.
Rachel, you're immune from all this because you are brilliant.
Thank you, Noel.
That's for you. You're
yeah, but Noel, you've been nice to me. That'll be horrible to me once you've gone.
Pipe down, cowface.
I'd never be horrible to you. I'd be nice to you, Rachel, because you're the power behind the throne. Sorry, can I help you?
This is Carrie.
Oh, you're the voice of my conscience.
Nice to meet you.
What do you want? What are you doing?
I think it's almost time. For you to go.
Is it hammer time?
It's hammer time.
I think it's Miller time.
We're doing a radio show here, right? So you just sit down, right? Okay. Chris is going to read out some stuff for us now. Okay. All right. How old are you? 16?
Yeah.
Yes, good. Right, carry on, Chris. Let's promote this bloody single.
Hammer time. The single is done. Noel Gallagher brought in the shock of the lightning, and we played it this morning. It's out the 29th of September. In case you missed it, it sounds like this. And is brilliant.
That's him before the singing comes in. That's genius.
Right, we've got a list of things. I'm going to read out some things, and I want you to give me your comment, your thoughts on.
Okay.
Brilliant. Okay, you ready? Because we love your thoughts.
Now, this is kind of what I do for a living. Thoughts on.
Yeah. When he's not making music, he is merely
pondering. Yeah. Pondering.
He's like Brian Sewell.
Brown? What?
That's right.
He's like Brown Sewell.
Right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, in no particular order. And your answer can be as long or short as you wish.
Okay.
The Olympics.
Used to be great. When they start getting professionals in there, it's rubbish. It's about the working man. I'm not having it.
Okay. X Factor.
I think you really sullied it, to be honest. When you were on it and you murdered that song. We all know what song we're talking about. You murdered it.
Beautiful Day by You Too.
Yes, it was kind of funny. You murdered that one as well. But Bono don't mind. It was like, oh, and Celebrity X Factor. Oh, brilliant. Chris Miles?
Did he?
Not celebrity.
Did he? Wow.
It's a DJ.
I'm more than celebrity. Did you see it?
I did see it. I was actually in Ibiza off my trolley watching it going, is that real? Is that real? Sorry, Dave.
There you go.
Right. And out of time clapping.
That's not mine. You can't blame the audience's out of time clapping on me.
You got beat by a bird from EastEnders.
Yeah, but you know what? You know I shouldn't have done, you know.
That I actually thought, to be quite honest, you were probably the best thing on it. Oh, good God. Why didn't you get invited, Dave?
Because I'm not a celebrity.
Nobody knows you.
Exactly.
Chris, I liked it.
Thank you. All right. Simon Cowell.
I love Simon Cowell. Brilliant.
Gordon Brown.
Texture like sun.
That is the right answer. Well done.
Next question.
My man, see, that's a joke about the Strangler song, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Jeremy Kyle.
He's Jeremy Kyle.
That'll do.
Yeah. Me and Arlene should go on Jeremy Kyle. I met Jeremy Kyle once, right? Do you know what he said to me? I was at Granada Studios doing some nonsense in Manchester. And he actually said, with a straight face, when are we going to get you and your brother on the show?
On the Jeremy Kyle show?
I was like, that'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? So, you never turn up to rehearsals, do you? You've never turned up to rehearsals in 8 years, have you? Have you? Hey, it's me voice, it's me voice. You write all the songs. You've kept him back. You've held him back for 8 years. You've held him back. I don't know, I don't just write the songs, you know? He wasn't joking. He wasn't joking.
But you know what? Now you said that, I'd watch it.
Yeah. Jeremy?
Do you know what?
Ignition Management?
No, if you lose your mind, it's at least a comic relief sketch.
I'm still drunk, by the way.
I know you are.
Point this out. I'm sobering up rapidly.
Okay, let's fire through these, because technically you've got to leave at 9, and there's poor old Emma's having a heart attack.
Never mind Emma, she's all right.
Mark Hughes.
Well, I hope he stays. But that owner's a bit of a maniac.
He's the next name on the list.
Jeff Stelling.
Who's he?
Off Sky Sports.
Oh, that idiot who tips City to go down every season. He's a Hull City fan.
No, he's not.
No, he does Gillette Soccer Saturday.
Yeah. Idiot.
No, he's not the Hull fan. He's
Hartlepool.
Yeah, the monkey hanger. Yeah. Idiot.
Peaches Geldof.
Oh, God almighty. Our respect for Sir Bob.
Yeah.
Next.
Right.
Right. Stamp on her, though.
Dogs.
Sorry?
Dogs. It's the next subject title.
All right, dogs. I love dogs. Dogs are brilliant. Dogs in hats. Is there anything funnier, right, than a dog going down the high street with his face out the... You know, like when you see dogs in the passenger seat, right, and someone's wound down the window and the dogs have got the face out the window and it's like, whoa, I can't believe I'm going 43 miles an hour and they've got the tongue out. The second funniest thing, dogs in hats. Is there anything funnier than a dog in a hat? You know, on holiday, I'll put this out. Is there anything funnier than a dog in sunglasses? I don't think so. Dog smoking cigarettes is out of order.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, have you ever seen a dog going down the street when it's got its face out the window? The most joyous thing a dog will ever do is go over 30 miles an hour. They love it. They love it. The next time you see a dog, get on the utter joy on his face with his tongue hanging out. By the way, for people already, I've just pulled a really, really funny face.
It was a great impression of a dog.
It was worth at least 100 grand a week from the BBC. But of course, I won't get it because I work for Ignition Records. Emma? Yes, that's right.
Let's fly through more of these. Amy Winehouse.
A destitute horse.
Mark Cronson.
He wants to write his own tunes instead of ruining everybody else's.
He has done his own, though.
No, well, name me one he's written.
Ooh-wee.
What?
Ooh-wee.
Who-wee?
Ooh-wee.
That's what French
here comes the fuzz.
French prostitutes say.
He's had an album out before.
How much? Is that what it is in French? How much?
Oh, you're so old, Grandad. You're so out of touch.
Mark Ronson, right, needs to learn three chords on the guitar and write a tune.
I've got news for you. The Monkeys have split up, son. You've got to get over
it. The Monkeys haven't split up. They're just going under the name of the Kaiser Chiefs.
Now, I thought you'd like the Kaiser Chiefs.
Sorry. I mean, I'd done drugs for 18 years, 365 days in a row for 18 years. I never got that, but that would go, you know what? I think the Kaiser Chiefs are brilliant.
There's the quote, Dave.
What, the last bit?
Yeah. I like the Kaiser Chiefs.
That's because you're from Leeds and they're from Leeds, and pretty much you Yorkshire boys will grip onto anything you can do. There's a band from Yorkshire.
That's not
true. Named after Lucas Radebe's team in South Africa. Brilliant.
By the way, Radebe.
I heard that Everything Is Average Nowadays was actually written about your radio show.
Is that right?
Yeah. Is that Reet? Is it Reet, lad? No, it's Reet, is what it is. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that, Chris Miles. Come on.
I'm loving it.
Sorry, what was that?
Shut up, cat.
Did somebody oil that cat? Come on.
All right, okay. Coriander.
It's quite nice, isn't it?
I don't like it. It's too strong.
Why
does that not surprise me?
I can't live with coriander.
It used to be on the board, didn't it? It used to all be on the pulse. You'd say what everyone was thinking,
can't
and now.
Live with coriander.
No.
It's not a woman.
It's too definite for me.
It's not some. You know, it's not a modern name,
especially
for a
when
chick.
It's fresh.
Here's my youngest, coriander.
Noel, local post office closures.
It's wrong.
Let me tell you something about the post office, right? I bought an house, right, just round the corner, obviously, right? And it used to be, right, that's another 80 quid, right? It used to be a set of offices, right? This is a true story, it's brilliant, right? Right, when we moved in...
I love
in,
when
right,
Nelson's his own stories are
no,
brilliant.
Listen, it is brilliant, you will love this, right? When we moved in, right, it was loads of offices, right? But obviously we've moved in now, we've not told the... Get everybody out, all right. But
you moved up. So you got everybody out of the office.
Still
before
get
you moved
mail,
in.
Right? For these offices, one of them, right, is the Celebrity Lookalike Group of England, right?
Brilliant.
Now get on this, right? Somebody sent a flyer to a Cliff Richard lookalike, right, to my house, right? It was I'm not going to give the address.
Don't give out
right?
the address.
It was called, right, he was going under the name of The Spirit of Cliff. The Spirit of Cliff.
So you just said The Spirit of Cliff and then your address underneath?
No. This is why you will always be a sidekick, right? You don't get it, do you, right? He was a lookalike. He was kind of, you know, stars in their eyes nonsense, right? The Spirit of Cliff. Now, what is The Spirit of Cliff? What is eating strawberries and being into tennis?
Gin.
Not having sex for 85 years.
Well, you don't know that's true. You don't know he's not had sex.
No, I don't. I'm just saying that.
He might be a beast of a man. Wearing your perfume. Mm.
I doubt it. I love Cliff.
There you see. He's got a new single coming
out.
He's wired for sound.
You ever seen that video?
Oh, she's chirping up again. Sorry, what?
Watch the video, it's very funny.
What video?
Filmed in Milton Keynes.
Oh, listen.
Sound.
Listen.
What?
Listen. We've got to move on.
Is it the one on roller skate?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Brilliant.
Listen. Everybody stop.
You can never trust a man with two first names. I'm Cliff Richard.
No, I'm with you.
Right.
I'm still trying to work out the story about the Cliff Richard lookalike on that brilliant story you were telling.
The Yorkshire man came out there. What?
So this man, he comes on and he's got a leaflet,
got
and he's called
names.
The Spirit of Cliff, and he gives me a leaflet on the door.
He
should have been there. He should have been there. It was
Cliff,
so much funnier.
Cliff Richard. Oh, aye.
By the way,
never trust a man with two first names. Right, or a woman.
Right?
Wendy Richard.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Three first names. Three men's first names.
We have to be trusted. Not to be trusted.
No, would you like your cake?
Don't do drugs anymore, Chris.
Cake is a made-up drug.
Other drugs are available.
Rachel has made your cake, and before you go...
Have you really?
I don't want to do it.
But she's made a Noel Gallagher.
Are you on till 10 o'clock? I'm staying here till 10 o'clock. I'm not going.
Okay.
No, seriously.
I know, but we've got the goal now to do.
I'm not bothered about... Well, you've got to.
You can play along. Let's play at home fun, Noel.
Yeah, right, let's go.
So listen, this is your gift from Rachel. Yes. This is a Noel Gallagher cake. It's a cake with your face on it that she's made, genuinely made herself last night.
No, the thing is, Chris and Dave made me do it.
Right, okay.
And I do it for
Rachel,
yeah,
before I go any further, Rachel, you couldn't offend me because...
Are you sure?
Well, you haven't seen it yet.
Noel, I spent...
I'm going to blame him, mainly.
Hi.
Because you're Sideshow Bob, yeah. Sideshow Dave, I'll blame you secondary. You're immune from any blame. But you what's going to happen here now, Rachel?
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Quick. Okay, you can open your eyes.
I haven't got an afro.
It's an interpretation. I'm not saying you look like that.
That's your face.
Well, pretty much you are, is what you're saying. I mean, what are you saying I look like then?
Don't worry, Rachel, you can't offend me.
Do you like the sunglasses?
And the eyebrows.
I look like some 70s detective. With an I do like the eyebrows, though. That's amazing. Do you want some baldies?
Do you know how she made them?
What, eyebrows?
Do you know how she made them?
Well, obviously that's a flake. Other chocolate bars are available, by the way. There are Star Bars, Whispers, Lion Bars. Do you think they'll bring back the Star Bar?
I don't know.
Can't get them anymore.
Star Bar shut on top of the pops finished.
You brought back the Golden Nuggets, didn't you?
No, well, I didn't bring back Golden Nuggets.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
You bang on about them.
No, I brought Peter Andre back.
He is a nugget, isn't he?
Mysterious girl.
Yeah. He's a bronze nugget. Yeah. No, but the Star Bar, if anybody's listening, bring it back.
Okay.
What a snack. What a snack.
Noel Gallagher, ladies and gentlemen, is available for after-dinner speaking, parties.
Children's parties.
My actual forte is pre-dinner speaking. I don't put anybody off their food.
And if you own a metal bar, like a bar that plays heavy metal music, and you're open late... You might just see him.
Sabbath. It's the way forward. No, it's the way sideways. Who's your favourite group apart from the...
Kaiser Chiefs.
Kaiser Idiots. Who's your favourite
group? They're not idiots. Come on, they have great melodies.
Anybody whose drummer writes the songs is not to be trusted.
Yeah, that U2 epoxy.
The drummer in U2 writes the songs?
Who writes the songs in U2?
Edge and Bono.
That's right.
Not Larry.
That's right. Bye-bye. See ya.
Hang on a minute. Edge?
Yeah.
I think you'll find his name is The Edge.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hate people who've got two first names.
What, the and Edge.
Never trust a person, right, whose name, right, is named after an edge.
Do you ever get the feeling it's got to the point now where Noel starts talking, he's not 100% sure himself where he's going
with it? I'll tell you what, I'm leaving here, and I'm going to Capital Radio, and me and Johnny Vaughan are going to have it properly, so if you like, I'm going to be out of here in 2 minutes, so if you'd like to switch dials, I think it's...
Switch dials? What are you talking about?
I don't know, I'm still drunk. I only got in 3 hours ago.
Noel has a radio from the 40s with a big dial at the front.
Other dials are available. £680 this morning.
The single is called The Shock of the Lightning, and it's out on the 29th of September, and the 7th studio album, Dig Out Your Soul, is out on the 6th of October, and they will be touring the UK, as we announced.
I've got to say, of all the albums we've made, this is the most recent.
Brilliant. It's the album his record company has been waiting for.
Throw them away, Milo.
And in October, in Liverpool, Sheffield, Birmingham, London, Bournemouth, Cardiff, Belfast, Aberdeen, amazing. Glasgow, go to oasisnet.com.
No.
Oasisnet.com.
Oasisnet.com.
Splash. Yeah. For more details and tickets. Are they really panicky now? Yeah. Are they really? Sure. Look at them.
Right. Never mind, Rob.
Hang on, don't
it's
you...
Emma, it's Emma you've got to worry about, because Emma was out last night. Emma's had a drink. It gets a bit hilarious.
But don't you pay their wages?
Yes.
So when she's going, come on, hurry up.
Nobody can tame the beast that is Emma Greengrass. She's hardcore. She'd kill anybody.
But you're 10 minutes late. You were meant to leave at 9.
I'm going to get it in the neck when I get in the car.
Right.
after I've dodged the extensive paparazzi that's outside.
Yeah, I know, yeah, Paris Hilton's in later.
You'll have forgotten what that's like, Chris, but there's paparazzi outside. Once I've dodged them, and we go and see Johnny, my mate Johnny Vaughan!
Hey, when you get to Johnny Vaughan's studio,
I wouldn't go to Capitol Studios after this. How could I go anywhere after this?
Exactly.
How could I?
They wouldn't make you a cake.
Sorry, love?
They wouldn't make you a cake.
Not a word.
Do you know what you have for the rest of the day? Is sleep in there at any
point? I'm going to Six Music, where I will be being irreverent and funny with some other idiot who gets paid a little bit too much for the BBC, and then I'm going home to play with my little son, who was looking at me this morning in a very kind of... He was doing this.
He wanted to know why you had loads of tickets for the Olympics in your coat pocket.
Well, I've got to say, the opening ceremony tickets went out... Wildfire. Ladies ping pong. They didn't go. Who wants it? Who wants it? Right. Ladies ping pong.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Argentina versus Brazil, right? In the lesbian arm wrestling. Who wants them? Who wants them? No one. The Chris Moyle Show.
The Golden Hour. International Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dog. Thank you very much. I'm here all week. Don't forget the waitresses. Right, we're going to play the Golden Hour. Noel will be playing along in the car on the way to Six Music. By the way, when you get to Six Music, open the window, it doubles the audience.
Johnny Vaughan, I'm there, 20 minutes. I love you. No, not like that.
No.
Obviously not like that, because that would be weird, right? But I do, I've got a lot of respect for you.
God love you.
Not so much you, Dave.
That's okay.
Rachel, love you. I don't know who you, yeah, you're all right. I don't know who you are. You need to sort it out, mate. You need to sort it out. Seriously. Okay. You're like one of the Magnificent Seven, but the eighth one.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Golden Hour. You know what to do. Here are the songs. 1 FM, the Golden Hour.